consumers got a gift today. What was it? Cheaper stuff. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 9th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. In other news, Wells Fargo shuts down personal lines of credit, and folks are not happy. The MyPillow guy had a court decision come down today. General Motors is recalling trucks. We'll tell you why. Just in, President Biden has fired the head of the Social Security Administration, but Andrew Saul says he ain't leaving. We've got the Wall Street Report, and with so many jobs available, why aren't workers going back to work? Those stories, plus some time with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine, with stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. We've made it, almost anyway, to the weekend, kids. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, we did not see this coming, but many will see it as something of a major help as individuals navigate their lives. President Biden signed an executive order on Friday aimed at promoting competition across the U.S. economy, including measures that target big tech companies, aim to lower prices for consumers, and a call for greater scrutiny of mergers across industries. The order contains 72 initiatives by more than a dozen federal agencies and establishes a White House Competition Council to monitor the agency's progress. So what's in the order? Well, here's some things. Biden is calling on the Federal Trade Commission to ban or limit non-compete agreements, which keep workers from leaving their employer for positions at rival firms. Critics argue the agreements reduce wages by taking away workers' employment options. Next on the list, the White House aims to crack down on big tech companies, arguing that they gather too much information on consumers, purchase potential competitors, and unfairly compete with small businesses. The president is also directing federal agencies to take steps toward reducing drug prices for consumers. The order urges the agencies to work with states and tribes to import prescription drugs from Canada and increase support for generics. The administration notes that hospital consolidation has left many rural communities without options for convenient health care, and Biden is now calling on the Justice Department and the FTC to review its merger guidelines. Also, the executive order directs the USDA to take steps to empower farmers, helping them access markets and compete with large corporations. Also, the order encourages the FTC to keep big equipment manufacturers from blocking farmers' ability to fix their own tractors. This is something called right to repair that has dogged the agricultural industry for years. Also, in the order, the move to make hearing aids more affordable, dropping prices from thousands of dollars to a few hundred bucks, and allowing pharmacies to carry them. Those items and more in a sweeping move directed, obviously, toward the middle class. In a move that has outraged thousands, Wells Fargo has shut down all of its existing personal lines of credit. CNN is reporting that a spokesperson for the bank said Wells Fargo made the decision last year as part of an effort to simplify its product offerings. The bank feels it can better meet borrowing needs through credit cards and personal loans. The popular consumer lending product that the bank is shuttering typically lets borrowers borrow up to $100,000 and was advertised to consumers as a way to consolidate higher interest credit card debt and pay for home renovations. In notices to consumers about the closure, the bank warned that the change could impact their credit scores. Senator Elizabeth Warren had this to say about the move, quote, "Not a single Wells Fargo customer should see their credit score suffer just because their bank is restructuring after years of scams and incompetence. Sending out a warning notice simply isn't good enough. Wells Fargo needs to make this right," end quote. A judge today put a pause on a lawsuit brought by the MyPillow guy against Dominion Voting Systems. Business Insider is reporting that a federal judge in Minnesota has pressed pause on pro-Trump pillow mogul Mike Lindell's lawsuit against Dominion Voting Systems. The CEO has pushed false conspiracy theories alleging Dominion flipped the results of the 2020 presidential election from former President Donald Trump to now President Joe Biden. Dominion sued in April, alleging a $1.3 billion in defamation damages and arguing that Lindell's media tour for his conspiracy theories actually amounted to a marketing campaign for MyPillow. Lindell's countersuit, now on hold, doubles down on the false election claims and alleges that Dominion lawsuit violated racketeering laws. Lindell has claimed his lawsuit will force the Supreme Court to overturn the 2020 election results and reinstate Trump as president, which, by the way, is not possible under the U.S. Constitution. You know, we thought this was a story we might have been done with, but it seems not. U.S. News and World Report is reporting that General Motors is recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles over faulty airbags that could explode without warning and ricochet parts into the cabin. Documents posted by the U.S. safety regulators state that the airbag inflator can fracture or the end cap can come off on both sides of the vehicles. Documents report that three inflators ruptured in 2015 Chevrolet Silverados last month, including one in Florida and two in Texas. All three trucks were empty at the time, and General Motors has reported no injuries related to the recall. The recall includes certain 2015 and 2016 Chevrolet and GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500 trucks. It's the second recall related to this issue. Last year, approximately 9,000 of the trucks were affected in a separate recall. General Motors says a manufacturing defect allowed moisture into the inflator while it was being made, causing corrosion. The parts were made in Mexico by Joyson Safety Systems. Well, just as we were about to go into the studio for this report, word came out that President Biden had fired the head of the Social Security Administration. Andrew Saul, a Trump appointee, refused to resign, so Biden fired him. David Black, Saul's deputy, who was also appointed to the position by former President Trump, resigned at Biden's request. Biden has named Kilolo Kijakazi as acting commissioner as he searches for a permanent replacement for the position. Biden's nominee will need to be confirmed by the Senate. Now, in a separate report, Saul said he is not going to leave and will report to duty on Monday, reportedly from his office in New York. Well, it was a complete reversal from yesterday as Wall Street ended the week on a big positive note. The benchmark S&P 500 was up by 48 points to close at 4269, while the NASDAQ gained 142 points, ending the week at 14,701, and the Dow outperformed, rising by 448 points, wiping out yesterday's loss and closing at 34,870. All three of the major averages hit a record. The Dow posted a weekly gain of 0.2%, while the S&P was up by 0.4%. The NASDAQ, which started Friday's trade on track for a weekly decline of 0.3%, well, they also finished the week with a 0.4% gain. It was the third week in a row the benchmarks did post gains. And finally, there is this. The U.S. unemployment rate isn't the only thing on the rise. Job openings are at a record high, and wages in the retail and restaurant industries are rising rapidly. So what's causing this mismatch between available positions and unemployed job seekers? The Wall Street Journal says many workers moved during the pandemic to locations with few job openings, and workers' views around remote work and commuting have changed. They don't want to do that commuting all the time. Over 50% of U.S. hospitality workers reportedly will not go back to their old jobs. This is according to JobList's survey. They say pay incentives would not change their decision. Restaurant workers are quitting as restaurants reopen, mainly because the jobs are tough, and with so much short staffing, the jobs are long and they are harder. All right, that's a wrap for the news. Stay with us because Jeff Pitts is in from City View Magazine. He's going to be talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. It's a fun look at some fun stuff. And by the way, it's Friday, and you deserve it.